Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 29th, 2018. Welcome to day 434.
Fox News is confirming that White House communications director and very close Trump advisor Hope Hicks is resigning. In a statement, she said that she has achieved everything that she set out to achieve in this position. We will see. I'm sure there will be a lot of speculation about this change.
Communications director Hope Hicks.
Hope is thinking about leaving for a really long time. I realize that there are there's going to be a lot of assumptions that this all is from yesterday and her time on the Hill. All of my reporting indicates that it's not, that this has been something that has been in discussion for a while.
Hope Hicks, who came from the Trump Organization, a loyal spokeswoman for the president, someone who was set aside during the campaign, who has made it clear she views her job to defend the Trump brand.
CNN says Trump's outside advisors told him he doesn't need a chief of staff or a communications director. While John Kelly has tried to bring order to the policymaking process, Trump has grown frustrated by the long-established West Wing management structure because it doesn't fit his freewheeling style. Since Hope Hicks' departure, Trump has been open to rethinking the traditional communications director role. He'd like Kellyanne Conway to assume the role. Next, ABC News says EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt lived in a condo tied to an energy industry lobbyist. The townhouse, near the U.S. Capitol, is co-owned by J. Stephen Hart, who wouldn't say how much Pruitt paid to live there. Hart's firm has lobbied on, quote, issues related to the export of liquefied natural gas, end quote. During a December 2017 trip to Morocco, Pruitt pitched, quote, the potential benefit of liquefied natural gas or LNG imports on Morocco's economy, end quote. Next, the Washington Post says Michael Cohen's attorney denied that Trump knew about the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels.
Okay, it seems like a simple question, and you are Cohen's spokesperson in this. So can you say unequivocally that the president was never in any way aware of the $130,000 or the agreement itself?
The president was not aware of the agreement. At least Michael Cohen never told him about the agreement. I could tell you that. And you asked a whole bunch of questions, so let me cover that. So you asked about 12 days before.
Not aware about the agreement. What about the money?
He was not aware about any of it. He was not aware.
Okay.
He wasn't told about it. Michael Cohen left the option open. That's why he left that signature line.
David Dennison.
The option open to go to him. He chose not to. He chose to bind the LLC, EC LLC, and Stormy Daniels into the contract.
Experts suggest the denial could insulate Trump, but could also undermine the non-disclosure agreement that Daniels signed, which prevented her from disclosing her alleged affair with Trump. The New York Times and NPR are reporting that David Shulkin said he was fired as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs because he was standing in the way of the Trump administration privatizing the VA, with, quote, some political appointees choosing to promote their agendas instead of what's best for veterans, end quote. The former secretary said the, quote, people who want to put VA healthcare in the hands of the private sector saw me as an obstacle to privatization who had to be removed, end quote. Next, Politico and CNN say Trump's nominee to run the VA has never managed a large bureaucracy. White House physician Ronnie Jackson is the doctor who gave Trump a positive physical and mental health assessment in a televised briefing in January. Trump apparently liked the way Jackson handled himself with reporters during the briefing, which played a part in Jackson's nomination for Secretary of the VA. Meanwhile, the New York Times says the Department of Housing and Urban Development is attempting to reverse federal efforts to enforce fair housing laws. Under Ben Carson, HUD has been freezing enforcement actions against local governments and businesses while sidelining officials who've attempted to pursue civil rights cases. The goal is to roll back the Obama administration's efforts to reverse racial, ethnic, and income segregation in housing and development projects subsidized by the federal government. And finally, the New York Times says the Justice Department will investigate the surveillance of Carter Page, a former Trump campaign official. The Inspector General has faced increasing political pressure from Republicans in Congress and Attorney General Jeff Sessions to examine whether law enforcement officials complied with the law and DOJ policies while seeking approval from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to wiretap Page. And in the polls, CNN says 54% of Americans expect Trump to lose his campaign for re-election in 2020. 79% of Republicans expect Trump to win the 2020 re-election bid, while 87% of Democrats expect him to lose. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Six House Democrats are calling for the FBI to investigate whether Jared Kushner leaked classified information to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. 2. The FBI investigated Trump's plans to build a hotel in Latvia following Latvia's request for assistance with an anti-corruption investigation. 3. Russia will close the American consulate in St. Petersburg and kick out 60 U.S. diplomats. 4. Mike Pence's hometown is throwing its first gay pride parade next month. 5. Trump tweeted photos taken in 2009 and tried to pass them off as if they were, quote, the start of our southern border wall, end quote. And 6. Trump took time out of his busy presidential schedule to congratulate Roseanne Barr on the huge ratings the Roseanne reboot had received. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.